I just want everybody up here, when you're up here, let's close our eyes for a moment as we're worshiping. Because when we worship the Lord, He wants to speak to us, and He wants to move through us, and He just wants us to take that time to adore Him. You know, when we sing that part, it says, "From my mother's womb, you have chosen me, and love has called my name." So with you girls up here with your eyes closed, I'm going to think about what Jesus said in that song to you. From the very beginning, Jesus knew me. From the very beginning, Jesus chose me. From the very beginning, Jesus called me. From the very beginning, Jesus gave you a destiny. Close your eyes right now, and I want you just to thank Him, and let's worship Him. And I want to sing that verse, Sarah. I want to go back to, "From my mother's womb, from the very beginning, Lord, every one of these children you have ordained, every one of the adults you have called by name. And no longer are we slaves to fear. I don't need to be afraid, for my Father God in heaven has made me His child. He has made me His child." So let's worship again that song. Let's close our eyes. And when I said let's sing to the Lord, you're singing from your heart to the Lord. "From my mother's womb." Let's go back to "my mother's womb." Here we go. Hallelujah, Jesus.
"From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. And I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. And I'm no longer slave to fear.
is God. And I was in Gary on Friday night, and they had kind of a discussion, and they had a discussion, but we wrote down one thing, if you could do in the church to increase for young people, and I think there was one 45-year-old, and I think the rest of us were over 65. So the question was very, very important. But when you start releasing generation from generation to generation, things start happening. And I commend Jennifer and Tom, Pastor Jennifer and Tom, for the work and the labor. And we're doing this. There's a camp coming up on the 23rd to 25th, is it? Okay, so it's 4 days, 4 or 5 days. Okay, how you can help is each one of these kids has a friend. You know, and it might be a little bit of a hassle for you, but if you could get that one friend to come with them or maybe sponsor them at this camp, it'll change their lives. Isn't that what camp always did? When you went to camp, you come back and you're all fired up and maybe it lost a little bit of its glow after, you know, 3-4 months. Hopefully it lasted that long. But it's important. And I'm just hearing these voices worshiping God and the love that God has for your children. Love that God has for you, man. It goes beyond anything. And, you know, there's some situations in our lives and other people's lives that you love them so much that when you call upon the name of the Lord, He'll do something about it. Whether it be a situation with cancer, we prayed on Wednesday evening. We've been meeting here on Wednesday evening and having an hour and a half of prayer. And we said we had about 6 people that we've been praying over. And I said, I'm done with it. I said, I'm not going to pray. I'm going to declare. I'm going to declare miracles. I'm going to declare signs and wonders. I'm going to declare that the God of heaven and earth answers by fire. And the next morning, one of the people up in International Falls, her name is Lois, her husband sent down and he said, it's a miracle. And it was exactly what we were doing on Wednesday night. He said, it's a miracle. Her count, I don't know, it was up about 1,000 and it dropped something like 400 points. And, you know, the reaction to the chemo treatment. But God was doing a miracle and they were so excited. And so I was thinking about prayer. How quickly? You know, I talked to an individual, he lost a job. Well, how quickly God can give you another job. Let's not lament, mourn, and pray for something that God's already done. Amen. And so pray for your kids. I would ask the directors if you have songs that you can give, and you probably do send them home. You guys should sing those songs. You just sing with your kids. Sing with your daughters and your sons, because that'll start coming on them. And they'll all be up on stage or doing something of that nature. And one of the greatest, one of the greatest things that come out of that, all of the things that I've seen here is what they had on paper. So it's important that we take our paper and start walking it out and getting another child. And I see Bethany, she has her next door neighbors, her dance, the kids just dance. You see, if you can grab the kids, you'll grab the parents. So we appreciate you kids just working so hard and learning all those great songs. And we're really wanting you to stick in there because you're going to be leading the praise and worship. You know, that's why Pastor Jake always just plays a song up there. I pretend that person's me singing, because they sound so much better than me, but you guys sound so good that you don't have to get somebody up there singing for you. Yeah, we love you. We love you, kids. Appreciate you so very much. Let's give them a hand. Hallelujah. And so if you're wanting to get your kids involved, you can talk with Pastor Tom, Jen, and there's others, Heidi. There's others that are key pins. You get them connected, and they're going to be up here. They're going to be, I think it's almost time to take it on the road, Tom. We're almost that close to take it on the road. So I like that. All right. You got any more songs, or are you good? Thanks a lot, praise and worship team. That was fantastic. All right. That was fantastic. Encourage the teens and those that are at 18, 19, 20 years old. You have the most influence on the generation, especially the teens. If you're 19, 20 years old, you say, well, I'm not a teen anymore. No, you're a teacher of teens. And there's nothing more powerful than a young person talking to a young person, getting a little bit more experience, and they can speak into the kids' life. So we have an opportunity again. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner. We're trying to support. What's the price on the kids as far as $160? Okay. So today we're trying to raise funds for those that can't make the deal. $160 is a pretty good amount, especially if you have 2-3 kids. So we're trying to raise some funds for that. And bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Just, you know, let's say money. It's so fun to spend. You know, it takes a lot of money. And, you know, Christians don't, well, you know what, everyone's after money. True enough, but eternal things are much better to sow into than natural things. You know, I used to smoke, drink, and run when it was affordable. You know, Copenhagen was, when it got up to 50 cents a keg of Copenhagen, then I'll stop. I don't know if it ever reached that, but 50 cents. Now I think it's about, I haven't checked on Copenhagen. Anyone chewing and trying to get delivered? How about a pack of cigarettes? How much is a pack of cigarettes now? Huh? Over 10? I'll tell you what, a bullet's a lot cheaper. But anyway, yeah, I mean, $10 a pack, that's terrible. I remember when you could buy them in a service for something like $4.50 for a whole case. So, you know, it costs a lot to kill yourself. I mean, it's slow death, but, well, kids, we are real proud. Parents, we're very proud of you, and keep on doing the good work. Thank you, Bethany, to the many people that you brought into the house by just inviting them. And the kids, that's the key. You get the kids, you get the parents. That's just how it works. And so that's a real good plan. And so did we receive the offering? Okay. Well, we're going to receive the offering. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each person here. And we ask right now, Lord, you bless them in their tithes and their offerings. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. Amen. Thank you. I got going on the... So afterwards, there's a basket back there. If you're wanting to help with... we've got $3.75 over in Uganda. We almost got it all raised. $6,000. Because we're feeding everyone that is coming to the conference. And that's for 4 days. Food, lodging, and travel expenses for $3.75. So if you're interested in that, we're leaving before next week. We're leaving on Saturday. $3.75 will send someone to that conference, and it will feed them. It will for transportation and lodging. So that's a pretty cool deal. But this deal here, we're wanting to give in. If you can give, if $3.75, if you say, well, I can't give that, Well, why don't you come over and ask me? I'll give you a five to throw in it. But it does make a difference. Every person giving a little bit makes a big difference. God bless you. If you're making out a check, you make it payable to Community Church International. God bless you in your giving. Yes. Hallelujah. Ah. Oh, yeah, here they come. Yeah, this is the church of today, not tomorrow, today. And they're proving it, too. Good job. All right. Well, Pastor Tom and Jen were down in Gary yesterday, or last night, and I'm not quite, he'll give us a praise report on that, but there's a lot of things that people are looking for, and this deal, like with the kids right here, I'm just so I'm so pumped up because I know that we're on the right road. Uganda, the average age in Uganda, 50% of the population is under 15. So we're going where the kids are, under 15. There's 44 million people, so that's 22 million people under 15 in Uganda that needs to hear the truth of the gospel. So I know we're sending the right people along. So Pastor Tom, would you come and give us the report, Gary? And
yes, hallelujah, wow. I am so proud of you guys in worship. I'm so proud of the parents too who have. That's just a joy for me. It's one of my favorite parts is when you guys worship and sing to the Lord. And during camp, that's what we do a lot of is we sing and we worship and the kids enter in. And the presence of God is just so amazing. And I just really, really enjoy it. So parents, so valuable, the worship that you kids, the kids have. So much fun. So, camp. You guys excited for camp? The reason we're doing this now, camp's a couple months away, but Miss Jenny and I are going to be gone. And the group is going to be gone for the next 3 Sundays. Well, I'll be here next Sunday, but the next 3 Sundays. And then when we come back from Africa, we have 1 month, and then it's going to be camp. That's really crazy. But that's why we're already starting to plan out and raise some funds so we can bring your friends, and your friends can bring their friends, and they get a chance to experience some of the great things that God has for them. So I just want to talk a few things about camp. A couple weeks ago, we got to shoot a video. I guess these guys pay attention, and then we got some other things we were going to do with the kids here. So I'm going to need you to listen, so we can pick you. Miss Jenny's going to be watching the kids, watching those who are listening. So when you come up here, you'll be part of it, and you'll know what to do. Because I don't want you coming up here not knowing what to do. So if you listen as we go on here, you're going to know. And when I say, who wants to jump up and down on their head? You know what I'm talking about, because maybe you don't want to jump it down on your head. I want to just give you one of the mission statements we have for the church or for the camp, and it's empowering and equipping the next generation. When the kids are singing, they are empowered and equipped with the Holy Spirit to sing the songs. This camp energizes, encourages kids to discover their identity in Christ and be in a light in today's world. And the reason we call it Rising Warriors is that, do you guys know the story on David? David was a mighty man of God, and we talked about he was a worshiper. But David had other people around him that were called warriors. And every single one of his warriors had a name. Every one of you kids have a name. We got Abigail, we got Bristol, we got Chelina, we got Jalen, we got Marky. Every one of you have a name, and that's where it comes to identity. In the Bible, every one of the warriors had an identity. Each child has a name, an identity, how God sees them, how heaven sees them, and it's critical that we all know what God thinks about us. When we embrace our identity fully, we know how to stand in every situation. So it's about rising up this next generation. So we've been talking about what? What does this mean, kind of? Praying. We've been praying. And this last few months and into the life of Jesus, we have been studying about praying. You guys get those stickers? You guys like those stickers? How many here prayed every day with those stickers? Parents, did they pray? Did they get you to pray and put the stickers on each day? What are some of the things we prayed for? What, you guys remember some of the things you prayed for? Micah, what did you pray for? Those that were sick. Do you have the right to pray for the sick? Can you heal the sick? The kids, what do? There's that one picture, laying hands on the sick. That's empowerment. You can do something when somebody's sick, right? Oh, that's too bad, somebody's sick. No, you can pray and release healing. Why can you do that? How come we can do that? I don't know. Do you know why we do that? Because of who we are? Because of what Christ did for us? So that's what we continue to reinforce. You always do for that standpoint. When we embrace our identity fully, we know what to do in every situation. When we know we're a child of God, that's how we respond as a child of God. We do what Jesus did was the great example for us. So we did that video. So this is the first time we're going to present this video. You did. You remember the one we shot the other night? I haven't even seen this yet, so I haven't even gone over it. So this is the premiere video. I know, but that was the unedited version. Jeremy edited it. We're going to find out. We're going to see what it is. Hey, and this person, go ahead.
The slippery slide and the praise and worship and the drums. I like the carpet ball and the swimming and the rip your floats and the rocket ship. Yes, the rocket ship. I liked activities, praise and worship, and riding unicorns and walking on rainbows.
What did never happen?
My favorite part about camp is slip and slide, Marianne talking, and praise and worship, and the dinosaur.
But there was no dinosaur.
Hi, we're excited for camp coming up. We want to invite everyone to come. We're going to have rocket ships, dinosaurs, unicorns, and we're going to walk on the rainbows.
We're not having those things.
Hi, we're really excited for camp coming up in June. It's the 23rd through the 27th, and we would like to invite everyone to come. It'll be a great time and have a lot of fun, right guys?
Yeah!
It'll be a lot of fun, and so we'd like everybody to come.
Here we go. I'm excited. Huh? Should we tell them who that is? Who's that guy on the left, do you wonder? Who could guess? Yes, Micah. Jake? Jacob? Jacob, yeah. That's Jacob. So let's give a hand for Jacob there. It's pretty studly. So we've been talking about the life of Jesus, right? Jesus was born Easter Sunday. We've been talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and him bringing something forth through that. So I want to talk about identity here in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. And I wonder if you guys remember this person. In those days, who the Baptist came. Do you guys remember the name? It was in one of your assignments. Yes. John the Baptist. Very good. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. This is the one that spoke through the prophet, a voice calling in the wilderness, right? Prepare the way of the Lord. That was John the Baptist. Very good. And John, he was clothed in, what was he clothed in? Camel's hair, right? He was clothed in a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. You guys know what locusts are? Grasshoppers. Has anybody ate a grasshopper? What? You ate a grasshopper? Where's Toby? Toby ate a grasshopper. I bet my son Toby $100 that he wouldn't eat a grasshopper. And he ate a grasshopper, a live grasshopper. Yeah, that's a locust. Ooh. Okay. So this is what John the Baptist said. He said, I baptize you in verse 11 with water for repentance, but one comes after me who is more powerful than I and whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. I wonder who that is. Who's coming after John the Baptist? You know what we should do? We should ask John. Should we ask John the Baptist? Wouldn't it be cool if John the Baptist was here? Let's see if John the Baptist is here. John the Baptist, if John the Baptist was here, we would ask him a question. Who is this person that's coming whose sandals you're not worthy to take off, right? Boy, I wish John the Baptist. Should we ask John the Baptist? John the Baptist, is he around here? John the Baptist?
Yes, it is I.
Oh!
John the Baptist.
Wow! You guys, John the Baptist!
Your floor is cold.
He says our floor is cold. Oh, man. So he's got, what is he wearing? Leather belt, right?
It's a very interesting leather.
It is, and then he's wearing camel's hair?
There's a very special camel, too.
I don't think that camel's alive anymore.
He gave me the look, and I said, brother, there's no helping you. So I took him, and I snapped his measly little camel neck, and I melted this awesome suit out of him.
Wow, John, you're not quite the image that I expected for somebody who would be carrying such an important message about someone that was going to come, right, that was very special, whose sandals you weren't worthy. Who is, we're wondering what person that is, and we're also wondering, why do you talk like Macho Man Randy Savage?
Because my parents were the ancestors of Macho Man Randy Savage and the Muppet, mind you. That's why I sound kind of like Rolf the Dog from the Muppet Show, too.
Wow, and that's fine. I didn't know they had Ray-Bans back then either, but that's amazing. Isn't that cool? They're knockoffs. Okay, they had that.
So you don't get a whole lot of money as a Baptist.
Okay. So you like to eat grasshoppers. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we have some grasshoppers? Should we give them some grasshoppers?
I dare ya.
It's too bad I don't have any grasshoppers. Do you have any? I don't have any. Who carries grasshoppers? I don't. You don't. So we're wondering about, it says here that there's somebody, he's coming. There's somebody you said is coming. You said, I baptize you with water of repentance, but one comes after you who's more powerful than you, whose sandals you're not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fork in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gather his wheat into a barn, and burn up all the chaff with unquenchable fire. Who is this mighty person that you are talking about? Because we're wondering who that might be.
That would be my cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he coming soon, or is he later, or what?
You'll just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. Will we be able to know it when we see him?
Probably.
Probably, huh? Okay, will you point him out for us? Because we really want to meet this man.
Well, he's not in the building at the moment.
He's not in the building at this moment. Tekken is speaking. I wonder who this person is. Does anybody could guess who this person is that's coming, who's going to baptize us? He's going to come and baptize in the Holy Spirit and with fire? Fires. I wonder, who is this person? Do you know?
Jesus!
Have you heard of Jesus?
That would be my cousin.
Jesus is coming, and
you are correct, little girl.
She's correct.
You are a little girl, right? Yeah, you're not along here.
Wow. All right. This is just a fantastic thing that John the Baptist could come and help us with this crazy question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mr. Whoever the heck you are.
Okay, you guys want to say thank you to John the Baptist? Thank you, thank you. Some things we just can't forget. Give him a five. So, Jesus came, and he's going to come and baptize us with the Holy Spirit. You guys remember the fruits of the Spirit? Fruits of the Spirit, love. Very good. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you. So Jesus came that he might come and bring us the Holy Spirit, which he also brings the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace. It's from the inside out. And when Jesus came, he said, I come that you may have life more abundantly. It was a born-again thing. So we get to pray. We get to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as we've been talking about this week, about the death, burial, and resurrection. You know, Jesus became us. Yep. Are you guys ready? You're listening so you know what's going to come next? Jesus became us so that we could become him. So there was a change, all right? And in Isaiah 61, Jesus quoted this scripture. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Do you guys remember this? Because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim the freedom of the captives and release from darkness from those who are in prison, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God. And Jesus closed it and he said, today in your hearing this is fulfilled. Jesus was saying, the time is now. I am here. And if you read down in Isaiah, it says, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. You guys paying attention? Because this is what we're going to do. I need you to catch this. It's like I'm throwing you a pass. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adores his head like a priest, and as a bride adores herself with jewels. So she gets dressed up. So something represents like a completely different person. I became born again. I became a new creation. Old things are passed away. Before, all things are new. So that's a new thing. Are you ready, Miss Jenny? You want to take it, or you want me to walk you through it? How you want to do this? We have not rehearsed this. Okay?
We have not rehearsed this.
Okay, go ahead. So I need those that were listening very well, because we're going to demonstrate what we just read. We need the bravery. The brave. All right.
Do you want the mic?
This is the old. This is my old.
This is the old. This is before we receive Jesus. This is before we're clothed in righteousness. The Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy rags before Jesus. So this is before Jesus. Make sure there's holes in those bags so that we don't.
Another one on the side here. Right here.
There you go.
So stand right there.
So Jesus died on the cross for what? Remember, we've been talking about Easter? For us. That's right. Before Jesus, we had an issue. We had an issue that we struggled with sin. We had an issue that we struggled with identity, who we are. And Jesus said, that's no good. God said, that's no good. They need help. They need help with their identity. They need help with who they are. He says, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to give him a new spirit within them. I want to transform. They're going to become a new believer, new creation. They're going to become born again. But before we're born again, there's a different image. Okay, so you guys are standing straight. You guys aren't, wait a minute. They're too happy. You cannot be this happy without Jesus. So you guys got to pretend you don't have Jesus right now. So how would you feel if you didn't have Jesus? You're smiling, Abigail? Stop. I don't know if it's going to work. No smiling. Ah. Oh. She's got too much joy. Is that one of the fruits of the Spirit? It's just coming out of her. You do too, joy. All right, here we go. Yeah, we'll cover up. You look like a ninja. Okay, so before we had new Jesus, before we knew Jesus, do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
No, you don't know Jesus. So there's people out there that don't know Jesus. Do you know Jesus?
No.
Do you know Jesus?
No.
Who's Jesus, right? Who's going to witness to them about Jesus? Who's going to tell them the good news? Who's been empowered with the message about Jesus? Okay, you guys need to stand still. Stand right here. Who's got the message? Who's going to help them? Okay, come on.
Well, can you tell them about Jesus?
Okay. Anybody want to tell these guys about Jesus? Nobody? Sebastian, you want to tell them about Jesus? Thank you. Who's going to go for us? Who's going to tell them the good news about Jesus? I think it's good news. Thank you, Sebastian. What can you tell these people about Jesus?
Jesus is good.
Yes.
He is kind.
Yes.
He is the Lord Almighty.
Has he ever helped you? Has he helped you? Good. You're doing good. Awesome. Nope. Very good. Very good. That's awesome. He's mighty. He's good. Good job. Thank you, Sebastian. Does that sound good to you? Does that sound good to you? How's your life right now? Does your life feel good?
I don't know what Jesus is.
Does your life feel good right now? What is all that that's all over you? That must feel heavy. It's like garbage. You guys like garbage? This world has lots of garbage. You get put all this garbage on, that doesn't feel good at all. It's hard to move around, right? It would be nice to get rid of all that garbage. Can she get rid of all that garbage? How can she get rid of all that garbage? Does anybody know how we can get rid of all that garbage? Bristol, please. Yep, come on. All right, you guys need to listen up. You guys sit back. Listen. How do we get rid of that garbage?
You can get out of it.
How, though? How do we tell people to get out of the garbage? Well, rip it, but who gave us the power to get rid of the garbage?
Jesus.
Jesus gives you the power, right, to get rid of the garbage. That's why he went to the cross, right, for our sins. That's why through Jesus we could become a new creation. All that garbage, we become an all new. So Jesus said, as we read, you guys remember what it said? So you guys listen to Isaiah. So what's about to happen to you when you receive Jesus? Remember I said you got to be listening so that she knows. What happens when you become born again in Isaiah? What happens? What does he do?
He gets rid of my garbage.
He gets rid of your garbage, which is good. He takes it off, and what does he put on?
Good clothing.
That's right. Good clothing. That's right. What does he put on you?
Clothes.
He puts on a whole new garment. What is he saying? He's saying you become something totally different. So when you say the prayer, you say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Jesus went to the cross. He said, forgive them. When we repent and when you share the good news, something changes and you become a different person. You receive Jesus when we repent. So, Jalen, are you going to receive Jesus? Do you want to receive Jesus?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to say, I'm sorry for my sin?
I'm sorry for my sin.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
You know, she went up for prayer, and she said this prayer, yes, last night. They had an invitation to prayer to accept Jesus. And you just said that last night, didn't you?
Yes.
All right, so get rid of that garbage. Take that garbage off. Take it off. Rip it up. Come on, take it off. Rip that garbage bag off. It's not you anymore. Rip it up. Rip it up. Here, rip that into pieces for me. Just tear it up, if you can, please. You have become born again. You are a new creation. He dressed you, and he clothed you in white. Look at that.
So this is the garbage. This is the old. And now we put on the robes of righteousness. It's the salvation. That's what the white represents. And we can take off the old and not who we are. All the lies and the stuff of the enemy. And we clothe ourselves with who God says we are. Where are you going? Boy, she's really getting rid of her garbage. So we put on what God has said about us, right? Who are we, Marky? Child of God. And we are clothed in his righteousness. We have the garments of salvation. We are made pure, and he sifted out that which was negative and that what was not of who we are, and he sifted that off, and he's taken that off. Abigail, go ahead and rip off the old. You guys got to rip them up. Have your dad help you rip it up. Wow. Rip them into small pieces. Can you put that on?
It's way comfortable.
Is it nice and comfortable? Well, then let's rip this up.
Take it to your mom and have it rip it up in little pieces. Rip it up.
What do you want now? Yours is over by Sarah over there, I think. Here, go grab some. But sometimes, here, hold this. I can't move both of them. Sometimes the old still likes to stay with us, doesn't it?
And it wants to stick to us, and it wants the lies of the enemy, the lies of whatever. Why is this not sticking? Yeah. So, Marky, you got yours? So sometimes the things of life and the things of just even what the enemy has tried to lie to us about or has tried to say, it stays with us and it sticks on. And we hold on to it. Yeah, Daddy will put it on. And we intend to carry some of this that we're not supposed to carry it. These are lies that we are not meant to carry. Because we have righteousness and we have the garments of salvation and we carry these things. But sometimes, you want to put some on? Sometimes we do. We carry things. Marky, you want to come over here and we'll have Tom tape some on for you? Where's Abigail? You want to tape some on, Marky, too?
Come here, Marky. So what are some of the things, negative thoughts? What are some of the negative thoughts that we could have? Maybe I can't sit still. Is that a negative thought? Can you sit still?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh! Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self. Where is self-control? Where's self-control?
In our heart.
So when somebody says, you know what, she can't sit still, nobody likes you, right? Do you believe that? Okay, well, that's good. Then that doesn't land on you because here it comes. Nope, it's not going to land. Okay, it didn't land on you. But Jalen's got a couple of them. What are some of the things, Jalen, sometimes we believe? When we're born again, sometimes negative thoughts like, I can't do this. Is that true? There's a scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So deep inside, Jalen is still a born-again believer, isn't she? Look at her. She's clothed in white. Okay, I'm going to need a volunteer here pretty soon, so I'm watching for those who are sitting and paying attention. Where is it? Okay. So Jesus said he come to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and what else? I think I'm going to give a prize if one of the kids can answer the second one. He come to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and what? What? Oh, were we paying attention? No, he come to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and... Nope, nobody knows. He come to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus comes to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire. So you're good. You see, you are clean and you're washed. You don't got nothing. But Abigail, what do you got on you, Abigail? What does this represent? Here, what's this?
Garbage.
What kind of garbage that kind of gets on you sometimes that isn't true? What's a negative thought? Do you have a negative thought once in a while? No, Mom? No negative thoughts at all. You're a fantastic child. I get up in the morning. I could do my school. You know, we've taught them well, right? I get my homework done, right? I have the joy of the Lord is always my strength. What? Okay, so I need you two to listen. I need you two to stand here. Okay, Marky, you need to come over here. I want you to go sit down with your mom and dad just for a second. There you go. Because Marky's good. But we have, Jalen's kind of struggle a little bit. You know, as adults, sometimes we think that when we have a problem, we need to fix it. Right? If my friend here doesn't have any money, you know what you need to do?
Help out.
Get a job. That's the lie that the enemy tells you, is that if you don't have money, you need to get a job because you're your own provider. Now, the Bible, that's not the Bible. The Bible says that he is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And that's because of who they are in Christ. But you know, when we get older, we get so smart that we figure we can figure it out. So what Jesus does is he says that I am like a refiner's fire, and I'm going to help you realize who you really are. And I want to blow all this stuff off of you that you believe in that's not true. You don't have to work so hard. You don't have to be afraid anymore. Are you afraid sometimes? Good. You know why? Because you're deep down, all of this stuff that's trying to get on you, you need to sit still. Okay, I need you to stand still, okay? Can you do it? All right. Just, you're almost done. You're doing great. But I need you to stand still. Because you are a child of God. So God says, or Jesus says, I'm going to let you go through life. Excuse me, I just spit all over you. You didn't even say anything. He says, I'm going to let you go through life. And when you go through life through the storms, all those things that you believe in that aren't true, that you're alone, that's not true. That you have to do everything on your own, it's not true. That God doesn't love you, that's not true. And the way I prove it to you is I allow the storm to come in and you're in that situation where you don't have any money. You need to sit still. Here you go. Here you go. You put that on. You need to go to that situation where you need money. And the thought is this, I have to get another job. Or I am scared to be alone because I'm alone. You're not alone. You're never alone. So that's the truth. So when those situations come, God says, I'm going to let you go through these situations. And in camp, we're talking about rising up and standing. Standing in what we really, really believe in, that we are children of God. So you are a child of God, and you're about to go through the storms of life. I need you guys to stand still. You guys standing still? You're about to go through the storms of life. Jalen is going to face life. Every single one of your kids is going to face life. They're going to face the bill, financial struggle. They're going to say, I'm either going to trust God or I'm going to try to do it on my own. I'm alone at night. I'm scared. I watch a scary movie, and I got a spirit of fear that's trying to come on me because I'm afraid that some monster is going to come out of the toilet and eat me. I don't know. It's in a movie or somewhere. Something happened like that. I don't know. But don't watch it. Those things try to scare you and grab you, but the truth is that you're a son and a daughter of God, and you get to stand up in the truth. But the only way that happens is you come to the storm, and you say, no, I am a child of God. Are you ready, child of God? Are you ready to stand?
Yes.
Are you ready to stand?
Yes.
Jesus loves you, right?
Yes.
You're going to be okay. Say, I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay.
All right, close your eyes. You're going to be okay. Close your eyes. And this is when we begin to pray and we get to minister to the power of God in our lives. We begin to pray, and as the winds and the storms come, we're standing on strong, and we're not letting those winds blow us around. We let the winds blow, and they're trying to hang on, but those things that were attached to us can't stay attached any longer because the wind, they're not coming off. There they go. You're standing. You're standing. There you go. Look at me. Look at me. Stand. Come on. Come on, Abigail. She's standing on faith. She's standing on the word of God. She knows that Jesus loves her. She knows that Jesus loves her. Jesus loves you. Yeah. Turn around. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Yeah, there you go. Woo. See, now you're so clean. You feel clean? Feel that. Look at that. How do you feel? How do you feel? Okay. Sorry. I'm going to turn this off. I wanted to do that. That was fun. All right, please have a seat. Thank you so much. Give him a hand. That is, if that's something that we could do for each and every one of our kids, is that in the storms of life, we could give them some truth, and they would come to the realization of who they really are in Christ, that they can stand. I cannot fight Jalen's battle for her. I cannot fight any one of these kids' battle. They will face their battles, and they will fight them. But they will fight them on the perspective of who they really are. They are a child of God, the Most High God. They can stand. There is nothing that their God can't do for them. So when the winds blow, I mean, these kids are already catching this stuff. They can't even pretend to be sad sometimes. I don't know what you guys are just so happy. But when the winds of the storms of life come, they're going to know who they are. They're going to know that how to pray. They're going to know that they're safe. And that's my desire for each and every one of your kids when we go through this. It's such a privilege and an honor because you guys are great parents. Everybody in this room is a great parent. I'm going to speak to your parents. You guys are great parents. You have no idea how much energy that you really pour into these kids. They're worth every second and every minute. That sometimes even if it's just to show up, and whether it's to get them to church or whether to get them to camp, you spent all your energy to invest them in something that they will never forget and that they will always have. Something's trying to. What do you think that is? What do you think my issue is? You know, it's the service is going too long and the older people aren't paying attention anymore. That's a negative thought. Who's going to blow the wind? Is there any adults? Should we get an adult up here?
No!
We should! Oh, come on. You don't want to blast them. What's some of the things that maybe the adults, who, let's get an adult. Whose mom or dad should we get? You're not a mom.
No, my mom.
Should we have Bethany come up here?
Yeah,
should Isaac should come up here. Isaac. Come on, let's have Isaac come. Okay. Okay, now we got to be sitting down and listening. Okay. So I want to have a negative thought, but it's not truth. We got to get a negative thought. What's a negative thought that we can have? Real quick.
Wait.
It's hard, isn't it? You guys are so good. You don't even know.
I still don't know.
She's not pretty. Isaac's not pretty. Oh!
Put that wherever.
Can't believe it. Just somewhere. Get some. I can't believe it. What else? What else could kind of worry us, weigh us down? The old life has nothing to do. What else?
Isaac's mean.
He's what?
Mean.
Isaac's mean? No. No. What else?
He can't work on the railroad.
He can't work on the railroad. That's an inside job. Give him another one. What do you got, Sebastian?
Not smart.
He's not smart. Oh. Maybe we should stop. That's too many now. That hurts me. Yes, Dom.
He can't. He doesn't know 2 + 2.
Oh!
Well, it is dirty.
Oh, no. Sometimes he gets dirty from work.
Go ahead.
He needs a new haircut.
He needs a new haircut? You guys. One more.
He can't do anything.
He can't do anything. Isaac. All right. So are any of those things true? They're not true, and that's not who Isaac is, and we're not going to let him believe that. We're not going to let him go through life believing those lies. Somebody who loves Isaac, who here loves Isaac, who can bring him a message of love, joy, peace, who could show him, who's empowered to share the truth with him? What's the truth about Isaac?
He's awesome.
That's right. What's the truth about Isaac?
He is a nice dada.
He's a nice dada. That's right. What's the truth about Isaac?
Jesus loves him.
Jesus loves him. So when life comes, go ahead. When life comes, come here, Abigail. When life comes, Jesus loves you. Go ahead. You know how to run this? When life comes and Jesus loves you, we're standing with Isaac. Isaac, you're a man of God. Jesus loves you. Come on, get that. And the winds of this world come on him. It blows all that negativity off. There it goes. Yay. Now he's good. Awesome. Praise the Lord. That's good. All right. Isn't that fun to be positive? But you know what that is? That's the truth. That's the truth of who Isaac is. It's the truth who you guys are, okay? Good? Good? Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this day. Anything you could put this is what I think about. The Bible says if one who gives the least of these a cold thing to drink, talking about they'll never be able to repay you for what you give them because they're children. The Bible says you will never, ever lose your reward. Never, ever lose your... There's things in life we can do that will lose rewards, but when you invest in the least, when you invest in the children, those that can't pay you back, because you guys cost money. Yeah, you cost money. They will not be able to pay you back that way ever, but you will never, ever lose your reward. So God bless. Jen, you want to pray? Jake? We can pray. Thank you so much, man. These guys got a lot of energy this morning. It's a little bit wild.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, kids. Man, you did fantastic. Thank you, Isaac. Man, you got it. You just got blown away, man. So we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to pray for the food, but we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to line up. The basket is right there. So if you're wanting to put finances in that, that's going to go to the children's camp, helping with whatever it needs to go to. Consider it. Pray about this. Pray for the kids. And pray that they'd bring some friends along, because that's always good. And you get the children, you get the parents. Amen. All right. And so we have the food and the tables. Okay. And so right afterwards,